hour. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of May. I'm Doug Steffen here in this hour along with Ken Kessler, Michael. Where did Michael go? Michael Fortier. That's right. How quickly we forget Michael. Isn't it wonderful? Comparatives continue in the Oklahoma tornado situation to what happened a few years ago. I saw a tracking of the last three tornadoes that have gone through that area. It's pretty amazing. They all sort of crisscross almost within like 2-3 miles of one another as they go through more. Oklahoma, you got to wonder what sort of fate there is, what kind of karma there is, why people are asking, does God allow this sort of thing to happen? It's probably a pretty good question. 888-302-3684, one of many angles that are being covered here in the conversation. The revised death toll, and taking sort of an examination of numbers and statistics and news media jumping on. I think yesterday at one point, Kenny, we were at 90 or something. Isn't that what we were being told? Or somebody had the story that it was 90 some odd people. 51 was what we went with yesterday, and now it's 24. So
yeah, it's getting better all the time.
Well, the idea that any deaths in a circumstance like this are certainly tragic. The fewer, the better. 9 children are included on this list. Spokesperson for the Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office said this was done, the numbers, because some of the victims had been counted twice in the chaos, the confusion of the tragedy on Monday afternoon.
So I can imagine how crazy it must have been.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, under the surface. Yeah. And then you've got all these fools from the news media jumping around in the, how many people are dead? And they keep asking the same question over and over and over again. So somebody comes up with a number, and then everybody heads in that direction. At any rate, there were a couple of thousand homes damaged or ruined by this. The storm was an EF5. I know yesterday we said it was an EF4. EF5, more powerful. Sort of reminds me of the beginning of Superman. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to jump tall buildings with a single bound. You know, that kind of stuff. Not necessarily. Well, Superman could fly at that speed. How did we get quickly into this? The width of the tornado was 1.3 miles, the length of 22 football fields lined up if they were back-to-back or end-to-end, if you will. The destruction path of the tornado, 17 miles in 40-some-odd minutes. Insurance claims will top $1 billion. So what is the story with insurance? I've heard yesterday, I think we were talking, there is insurance. There isn't insurance. You can get insurance. In this area that's been hit so much recently, it's the third time since 1999, you got to wonder what it costs to get insurance. Anybody got into it? I don't, and the houses I have aren't any of them in tornado areas, but I know in California I don't get earthquake insurance. Can't get it. So anyway, the bottom line is that there are lots of people without power. Lots of insurance claims. Public schools are closed for the rest of the year, other than graduation ceremonies for the 3 local high schools, which is still scheduled to take place this coming Saturday. So that's basically the overview. Rescue teams shifting through the wreckage, and so it goes, with some remarkable video making the rounds online yesterday. I'm sure many of you have seen it. Kenny, you've seen some of that. The video, pretty amazing what people saw, and you know, everybody's got a camera now, so you can see the tornado.
That's
see it.
Incredible.
Yeah. And one wonders how that does for people who have certain types of fears. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. So what about social media? What do we have on our, a lot of Twittering going on this?
On our Facebook page, Scott tipped us off to a great story about Kevin Durant, who donated $1 million out of his own pocket to help with the recovery and relief efforts. He's an NBA player.
Okay, I don't know.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
So he's plays for the Thunders?
Mm-hmm.
Their team, I didn't even know they had a basketball team. The Oklahoma team is a Like the Celtics? I don't sound like I'm a genius here. Are they, do they play in the NBA?
Yes.
Really? Huh. How about them apples? 888-302-3684. I didn't say I knew everything. Michael, get to 237, will you please? Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island stirring up some controversy with these comments on the floor of the Senate.
You may have a question for me. Why do you care? Why do you, Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, care if we Republicans run off the climate cliff like a bunch of proverbial lemmings and disgrace ourselves? I'll tell you why. We're stuck in this together. We are stuck in this together. When cyclones tear up Oklahoma and hurricanes swamp Alabama and wildfires scorch Texas, you come to us, the rest of the country, for billions of dollars to recover.
So that came about as a result of the usual discussions on climate change and whether or not it played a role in Monday's tornado. So the debate about, it's always a part, every weather event has now a, especially when it comes to politicians and politics, there is some connection with global warming, some discussion about what we're doing, and you listen to, they really do sound foolish. Most of the people who don't get what's going on, there's a combination of things going on. Yeah, natural events are recurring, and we have added to that, by the way, we've used fossil fuels. It's pretty obvious that it's a combination. So when the polarization takes place of, oh, there's no such thing as global warming, yeah, it sounds foolish. It really does. 888-302-3684, is that the most important part of this? No. But that'll get people's blood stirring, and maybe a comment or two will come that has some value. At any rate, this is Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Okay, so let's get to some of the sound for the radio programs that we monitor for this hour of the Good Day Show. Here's host Jeff Wagner talking to meteorologist Brian Gottler. Gottler got on the scene of the tornado, which we're talking about, in Moore, Oklahoma.
Meteorologist Brian Gottler, who is on the ground in Oklahoma.
We are just kind of inching along on I-35. We are just now pulling into Moore. Probably about, I'd say, not even a half mile away where the tornado crossed the interstate, so the traffic getting into town pretty slow. But it's been pouring rain since we got here, a lot of lightning and thunder around the region. No severe weather, that's good, but the rain now starting to stop. The sun's coming out to the west, but we're just starting to get into the debris field as we speak. On I-35, you can see debris everywhere, homes, you know, splattered with mud and stuff like that. So I'm going to guess here as we inch along in the next couple of minutes, we're going to start really getting into the ground zero where the tornado track was.
Now, Brian, you went to school out there, right? You're extremely familiar with the area.
Right. University of Oklahoma is in Norman, which is from where I'm right now in the interstate, not even 10 minutes away. So Norman's about 110,000, 120,000. Moore is about 50. So densely populated south metro suburbs of Oklahoma City. And Moore is only about not even a 10-minute drive from downtown Oklahoma City.
My sense is, Brian, that as the pictures that we were seeing yesterday were just incredible, given the scope of the devastation, my guess is those pictures don't really do what the reality is justice.
They never do. I've been doing this for a long time. I've chased tornadoes in Oklahoma for years. I've covered hurricanes in Florida. I did Joplin 2 years ago. And when you get there and you're surrounded for miles and miles of just devastation, the camera lens does a good job taking you there, but it doesn't give you the full effect and the emotion. That's the other thing, the emotion. And speaking of that, photojournalist Shevchenko and I were just actually in Walmart picking up some supplies because once you're in the area, there's nothing, obviously. So we're getting some water and some snacks. The lady behind me in the line just starts crying. She's on the phone. Just found out that her friend and their newborn baby died from this tornado again, more. And it's that raw around here right now in this city. All of a sudden, everybody just walks up to her and starts hugging her and stuff like that. And that's just their first encounter, and we were on the south side of Oklahoma City. And as we get into this, it's going to be tough. I mean, they're all tough. You don't want to see people suffering. And
one of the things I thought was that increased the devastation, but was interesting, is this tornado stayed on the ground. I mean, I guess I always think of tornadoes that they touch down and they lift up. This was on the ground for an incredibly long length of time.
And that's typical for the southern plains. In Wisconsin, I think our average tornado is on the ground for about 7-8 minutes. So they're quick. They're smaller. They still do a lot of damage. But southern plains, Kansas, Oklahoma, North Texas, they can be on the ground for an hour or so. The 99 one was on the ground for 47 miles. This one was on the ground, I've been told, for 17. But it was twice as wide. And that's where it's just absolutely devastating. I mean, the 2 to 2.5 mile swath moving through the city, a highly densely populated part of the city, it's not going to survive much when you have over 200 mile per hour winds.
888-302-3684. Comments that we could use either now or later in our discussions. The president pledged the nation's support. Okay, so what do you expect is going to be the case? We can't help those people there. There's no news there. It's the 21 after the hour.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
After the hour, I suppose the song appropriate to the moment would be Picking Up the Pieces. In a manner of speaking, that's what's going on in Oklahoma with a lot of people focused. Does it seem to you, Kenny, that there's more focus on things like this because the news media is all over them? We've been having tornadoes like this. I don't ever remember, kind of like the Boston bombing. There were three people killed. It was a bad scene. Man, the country, the mania. And the same thing with Oklahoma. I mean, it's not like they never had a tornado before. It's just, I'm picking up an uncomfortable feeling that we are all getting ourselves whipped up about stuff in this tragic way, and it's pretty unhealthy.
They have a 24-hour cycle that they have to fill, and it does seem like it gets worse.
Yeah.
With every event that comes along.
Any and all events. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I know I usually have CNN on in the background during the show just to make sure that we know if something is happening. Mm-hmm. Or I flip back and forth between that and Fox and local stations. And yesterday, that's all it was.
Yeah,
there was nothing
like
else.
Never been a tornado in America before. Yeah,
right.
It's there's something not right about all this, and here I am spending a lot of time on it because there's interesting things to pick out of the pieces of information. For example, here's a clip that came from Fox, Greta Van Susteren talking to Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon about the recovery efforts.
I can't even imagine so many people in Oklahoma don't have a place to sleep tonight except these shelters. Do you have any sense of how many people are without homes?
Yes, we do have a sense of how many people are in our shelters, and we're fortunate that we only have around 131 people in the shelters right now. As a lot of the people have gone to stay with friends and relatives, and so people in Oklahoma have been very generous to take care of their relatives and certainly take care of their friends.
Governor, one of the things we've seen with all these tragedies is that there's an incredible outpouring of help from everybody, the federal government, organizations, everything in the first few days. This is a huge catastrophe. You're going to need help for quite a long time. What are you going to do to sort of try to keep the momentum going?
Well, we are going to need help for a long time. And basically what we're planning on doing is keeping people informed about what we need. There are a lot of people that have called to offer help. We've heard all kinds of stories of people that just immediately came throughout the community walking to come up to the schools, the houses, the businesses to see if they could help help people that might have been hurt in the tornado itself. And we certainly have had a lot of first responders that have come not only from across the various communities across the state itself, but from other states. I know earlier today I was at the Pleasant Tower School and met a gentleman who had a rescue dog, and he was from Joplin and had used his dog in the Joplin tornado. And, of course, Oklahoma had sent people to Joplin to help them when they had their disaster, and here he was coming back to Oklahoma to help us. And so we have had people come, and certainly I've had so many people from governors that have called me. I've kind of lost track, but well over 30 governors have called me to offer their assistance, and the president has called several times, and several of the cabinet secretaries have offered their assistance. They realize this is a major disaster, and it is going to take a while to recover from this, and we have a lot of work ahead of us.
You know, you look at the pictures on the television, you think this is absolutely horrible. You hear about the tornado, and it's absolutely horrible. And then if you're one of these people who actually sees it, I mean, you saw it today. Tell me what you saw, because it's so much worse in person.
Well, it is worse in person. I was down there until very late last night, and, of course, the tornado struck after around 3 o'clock, and I got down there about, I think it was around 7. By the time I got everything organized in the city in our emergency command center, but down there on the site, and then of course it became dark, and I was in the dark because there is no electricity down there, and certainly there wasn't any water down there, and there was a ton of debris and traffic.
As you know, I'm saying it's all of the same. It's sort of like, okay, this is, we've got these problems and those problems. Those happen under lots of different circumstances. So I'm not diminishing the loss of life, but I just think we're getting ourselves way into this fear mode again.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. For some people, the frequent flyer mile game is just that. There are actual junkies out there who max out their credit cards just to earn miles. They'll even go on so-called mileage runs at the end of the year just to reach elite status with their airlines. But for everybody else, collecting miles is simply a matter of common sense. If you have an airline-affiliated credit card and you use it wisely, you can actually come out on top. But the airlines can get in the way by making redemption nearly impossible. If you spend more time on the ground than in the air, then look for a card that earns you points on everyday items, not just miles. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Card doesn't have an annual fee, there are no transaction fees abroad, and that's the triple crown. Here it comes. You can use your points to pay off your purchases. Using points for travel is a way to beat the airline industry at its own game. Now, you still get the free or reduced price ticket, but you're not subject to any blackout date or limited seat availability. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we're supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Wednesday version of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour, Ken Kessler and I bring to you the overview that you can check out, the essence of what's going on in the news talk conversation world about issues of the day. The Oklahoma tornado has taken a lot of our time the last few days, but the last few weeks, the number one item that people have been talking about, the scandal at the Internal Revenue Service. So let's get to that and see what the latest may be conversationally. Have you heard this? Have you heard that? Here's host Jack Harris talking to correspondent Jeff Birnbaum about the ongoing hearings over the IRS scandal and if it's finally time to get rid of the IRS.
When you have an agency that's as hated as the IRS is, and then to find out that they were engaged in such unconstitutional activities, do you think this thing is going to hamper, and I mean really seriously hamper, the administration in the second term here?
Well, it certainly will bog it down in questions that so far have been unanswered. I don't think there's any question of that. There are at least three hearings this week on Capitol Hill, growing calls for a special counsel, an independent counsel, to look in separate from the Justice Department, which a lot of lawmakers believe cannot do an independent job of looking into the administration that the Justice Department, after all, is part of. Yes, I think the biggest potential scandal of this trifecta you talk about is the IRS scandal, because it undermines the credibility and authority of the entire Obama agenda, the entire Obama White House effort.
Benghazi, IRS, and then the AP phone numbers, which we assume there were others, probably other news agencies that were victims of this too. If there was ever a time that was ripe for doing away with the IRS, and there are a lot of movements out there that have been trying to do that, to go to a flat tax or a fair tax or even a national sales tax, this would be the time to do it, when everybody who already hates the IRS has reason to hate it even more. Do you think that would ever be a possibility?
I don't. There are two ways of thinking about the effect of the IRS scandal on legislation. One is that it would kill off any chance for tax reform because the Obama administration would be seen as too ineffective to get anything done. The other is that it may be a reason for tax reform to happen to fix the IRS. We won't know which one it is, but it could surprise a lot of people and be the second of them that the movement to simplify, reduce the rates of, clear out the loopholes in the tax code might actually be helped by this scandal in the end.
Really? All right. Who thinks that the system works? 888-302-3684. Me certainly doesn't. What sort of stuff have you got cooking on Facebook and Twitter, not only about the Oklahoma tornado, but the IRS scandal, Kenny?
Nothing yet this morning. I just posted something about the IRS on Facebook, so hopefully we'll have something cooking there soon.
Yeah. How many people think it's time to get rid of the IRS or this taxation system? And if the majority of you think that's the case, and we are supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people, then why wouldn't it happen like instantly, overnight? We change the system to a sales tax or a basis that seems much fairer, more fair. Half the people in the country don't pay taxes anyway. So if you have a sales tax that's based on everything except for clothing and food, buy a new car, there's a sales tax on it that represents what the value is of the car to you. And then, you know, if you, let's say you buy a $20,000 car and there's a 20% tax on it, it's $4,000. You add that to the financing of the car, it's relatively painless and it's much more effective. See what I mean? 888-302-3684, and everybody has to pay. You're illegal, you pay. You're a cheat, you pay. Nobody gets away with it. There are $140 billion a year that don't get paid because people cheat on their taxes. So why not make everybody pay? And those of you who are foolish enough to believe the argument that it's a regressive tax and poor people pay more than their share, nonsense. They buy what they can afford, and they pay tax based on what they're buying. They can't buy a $40,000 car, so they buy a $4,000 car, and they pay $200 in tax on it. They've paid. They're part of the system. It's the only fair way to do this, period. Here's Talk Host Jim Leach with Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about what he thinks needs to be done to fix the problems there at the IRS.
How much, in your view, still needs to be uncovered? How much do we not yet know?
Well, I think if you look at the hearing that was held last week, the outgoing commissioner of the IRS really didn't answer a lot of questions. A lot of I don't knows, a lot of I can't recalls. I don't know if you've seen my colleague Mike Kelly's line of questioning and statements talking about how, you know, someone from the IRS comes in and says, well, we made a mistake. You know, the regular citizen can't make a mistake with the IRS. A regular citizen is held to the utmost standards when the IRS comes knocking. The IRS holds, if they hold American taxpayers to these high standards, they need to be held to those same standards themselves. We have to make sure that politics was not put over people. And that's why I hope that we can continue to dig into this, find out who's responsible, and make sure that we hold them accountable. This isn't just about politics. This is about government by intimidation. We have to make sure that stops. We've seen enough of that in Chicago, and we've seen enough of that in Springfield over the past decade.
Some of your colleagues, including the Speaker of the House, have talked about people being thrown in jail over this. Do you think this rises to the level of a criminal case?
Well, I want to see where I'm more concerned about making sure that this doesn't happen again, that there's no one in the federal bureaucracy who feels empowered enough to be able to create a situation where different groups are held to different standards. That has to be stopped.
The other side of the coin is that it seems to me there are at least legitimate reasons to question if a group is calling itself Tea Party whatever, to question whether in fact they are a political group that shouldn't be getting a tax exemption under the law. Do we need to tighten down the rules on who is getting tax exempt status so that people aren't basically using a tax-free ability to go out and do the politicking that isn't supposed to be tax exempt?
Well, this is exactly why we've got to have tax reform. Now, the tax code is huge. The tax code is onerous, and the tax code is what allows these groups to operate on all sides. And we shouldn't have to have the IRS approve or disapprove of organizations who want to be politically active and also educational. Now, that's why we need to take a look at our entire tax code, and I think we are doing that in the House side right now. I'm actually going to go to a briefing with Ways and Means Chairman Dave Camp today to see what his ideas are. But it's indicative of the failure of our whole campaign finance reform system. It's indicative of the failure of our tax code, too. And with some minor changes, we can avoid the situation as a whole.
All right. Fixing the IRS, part of the scandal, good thing. This is an appropriate use of our media, it seems to me. And so I'm always happy to entertain thoughts and input here. There are two or three more bits and pieces of this, so let's take our time here in the next few minutes to give you a few more things to think about, including this discussion with Ray Dunaway on his program, talking to Dan Epstein from Cause of Action, which is a nonpartisan government accountability organization. They talk about what the big deal is if the IRS is using extra scrutiny on some of these groups looking for a way not to pay taxes.
I guess the question is, look, I mean, you know, you can't blame the IRS for doing due diligence. And the idea behind essentially looking at a 501c4, which makes them a tax-exempt organization, does not make the donations tax-exempt, but the organization itself is tax-exempt, to make sure that they're not, you know, some wing of a political party. What is the purpose of this scrutiny?
Well, I mean, you're exactly right. The nature of the scrutiny is to make sure that groups that apply for 501c4 tax exemption are not merely tax in another form, are not merely political groups that are looking to just do political contribution and electioneering activities. So the scrutiny in terms of making sure that tax exempt status or 501c4 status is not given to a political group is perfectly appropriate, but that's clearly not what the IRS did.
Right. I mean, the whole idea is, you know, you don't want a political party masquerading as a tax-exempt organization. And so that scrutiny is certainly, that diligence is certainly worth it. Where the problem comes in with this particular instance is that there seemed to be an ideological bent as to who was really getting dug into and who wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, even without saying that, what is clear is that the IRS employees were clearly biased in selecting conservative groups for targeting, for audit, for additional questions, for additional investigation. You know, one of the things that the Inspector General, who's the Chief Audit Officer of the IRS, had revealed in his report is that there were lots of left-of-center groups that clearly were looking to get 501c4 status to engage in politics, and yet the IRS didn't audit them. It granted tax exempt status to them, and probably wrongfully. So we have not only a sense in which the IRS was being overly aggressive towards conservative groups, but it was being underly aggressive towards left-of-center groups.
All right, and that's proof. I think the if you understand what goes on this list, we found seven different scandals, and one of them, I actually call it IRS A and B, because the B part of this is the Barack Obama Foundation that sought tax-exempt status to raise money for things in Africa, and the IRS provided very quick help. So that's another part of the scandal. Yeah, you're on our side, you get our help. You're not on our side, you get screwed around with. That's basically what happened, frankly. It's time people know what the real story is. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Are you ready for your close-up? Celebrity makeup artist Ashunta Sharif has worked with countless celebrities to get them ready to walk the red carpet. With summer just around the corner, Ashunta shares her tips for looking great from head to toe.
For makeup this summer, try a splash of color. My favorite look is a bright eyeliner. Pick a color that complements your eyes and apply two coats along your lower lash line to really make your eyes pop. And as temperatures rise, make sure your makeup stays looking perfect with a waterproof finishing spray. We all show more skin in the summertime, so make sure your legs look amazing with a self-tan or a body glow. The secret to the best results is applying them to smooth, hair-free skin. For salon-quality results at home, my pick is Nair Brazilian Spa Clay Total Care Body Trio, which features shower power technology to work while you shower. The beauty of this product, it's three simple steps that include a pre- and post-treatment for real total care for your skin.
For more details on getting your skin summer ready, visit naircare.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
From the Scandals Department, here are hosts Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking to Sam Donaldson about the fixation in Washington on all these scandals.
Washington can't let go of them, but the American people looks like they can. There's a poll out that says these scandals, the majority don't care. You've got the AP scandal, Associated Press. You've got the IRS scandal. Let's throw the military sex assault scandal in there. And then Benghazi. The American people don't care. Why, Sam? That's the
point. Well, I think they do care, but I mean, first of all, some of these are complex. Now, a lot of the critics want to make it very simple, but they're not simple. The IRS scandal, for instance, trying to find out why these people in Cincinnati thought that they ought to spend more time and special scrutiny to the people who say, hey, we're the Tea Party, we're patriots and all that. To get to the bottom of that is a can of worms at the moment. I think they will get to the bottom of it, but who can understand it? And who cares about whether the press is inspected by the federal government?
Hmm.
Now, you and I may, and maybe some of your listeners do, they understand that the federal government or any government can control the press. We don't have a free press. We lose a lot of possibility of remaining free in the country. But these scandals are not simple. I mean, sex scandals are simple. Hey, you know about that, right, guys?
Yes.
Well, no.
Wait a second.
No.
Who said yes? I'd like to take your name.
That was Gatos, yeah.
Oh, goodness. I thought you were talking about Clinton. That I know about.
Well, you know, sometimes that's true. Everyone understood what went on there.
I think you're right, Sam. It is a matter of is it if it were a sex scandal, it'd be easy to understand. There would be not as many people and not as many tentacles of the government like the IRS and the Department of Justice.
You know who to blame, too.
Right. You know who to blame. It's an easier blame game. But is this really scandal? Is this the type of scandal that goes back to Watergate? President Obama was asked, can you compare what happened with Nixon to your administration? And he says, you read the history and you tell me. I don't have time for that. Boy, he just doesn't know how to handle any kind of, hey, do you know anything about this, and do you have any responsibility or culpability?
You know, for a man who's risen so high through the political jungle, he has a very thin skin. Mm.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bring you to 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a Good Day program. In this hour, Ken Kessler and I try to bring to you bits and pieces of programs that we monitor around the country on the great talk radio stations where they're dealing with issues that are at hand. One of them this week comes from the mind and mouth of John McConnell, who has a focus on the Supreme Court, which is taking up a religious expression case this week, looking at whether it's constitutional for prayers to be held in any governmental buildings.
This is from USA Today. The small town of Greece, New York, has set a new precedent on the issue of religious expression. Supreme Court will rule on prayer at government meetings. The Supreme Court agreed Monday to consider whether prayers can be offered at government meetings, a practice that's been common in Congress and throughout the states for more than two centuries. The religious expression case, which comes to the court from the town of Greece, New York, focuses on the first 10 words of the First Amendment ratified in 1791. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That establishment clause was violated, the Second Court of Appeals ruled last year, when the Greece Town Board repeatedly used Christian clergy to conduct prayers at the start of its public meetings. The decision created a rift with other appeals courts that have upheld prayer at public meetings, prompting the justices to step in. Alliance Defending Freedom, an Arizona-based Christian nonprofit, appealed the case to the Supreme Court. It is supported in separate briefs by 49, mostly Republican members of Congress, 18 attorneys, state attorneys general. In a press release entitled "Prayer Will Be Heard on High," the group noted the High Court affirmed the practice of prayer before public meetings in the 1983 case, Marsh versus Chambers, in which it cited an unambiguous and unbroken history of such prayers. But recent legal attacks by individuals and groups claiming to be offended by such prayers have created significant confusion in the lower courts. And quoting Brett Harvey, a senior counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom, "A few people should not be able to extinguish the traditions of our nations merely because they heard something they didn't like. Because the authors of the Constitution invoked God's blessing on public proceedings, this tradition shouldn't suddenly be deemed unconstitutional." And let's see, Americans United for Separation of Church and State is representing the two women who challenged the town's practice, Susan Galloway and Linda Stevens. The group said that two-thirds of the prayers delivered between 1999 and June of 2010 contained references to Jesus Christ, your Son, the Holy Spirit, or Jesus. And so they're saying a town council meeting isn't a church service and shouldn't seem like one. Reverend Barry W. Lynn, executive director of Americans United, government can't serve everyone in the community when it endorses one faith over others. That sends the clear message that some are second-class citizens based on what they believe about religion.
Not to be said for that. All right, final item of interest today has to do with Jody Arias, who took the stand yesterday to ask jurors to spare her life. Here are hosts Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter talking about the strange things she had to say.
Jody Arias wrapped up speaking crazy for roughly, was it 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
About 20 minutes of crazy, and basically said that you, as I understand it, I was in and out because I was trying not to pay attention. I was working on important stuff in the world, and that she doesn't think you should sentence her to death because she donates her hair to Locks of Love and she made a T-shirt.
And she wants to start a book club.
And a book club.
And a recycling program.
Yep.
Wait, in prison?
In prison.
Yeah, but she's setting herself up to be the star of the prison. That's what she wants. She wants to be, that's what it sounds like to me. And, you know, and this comes
with... Wait a minute, did she really say she wants to start a recycling program in prison?
She literally said that.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
She already had the warden, you're a prisoner. You don't get to set up the recycling program.
Man, it's all about,
we
it's all about
have
attention.
A recycling program. Is that, yeah, obvious what
yeah,
it is about.
She's going to teach people to read, teach people Spanish, and teach people American Sign Language.
No, you're not. You're going to be locked in the hole 23 hours a day. You're not getting out.
Well, I think it was something about domestic violence victims in there
that
as well.
That survivor t-shirt?
Yeah, the t-shirt thing. Yeah,
really?
How she could...
Only thing she left out was puppies.
Well, but that's what it is. That's what I've always said.
I'm going to save puppies while I'm at it.
She's trying to spin it, obviously, into the fact that she's still the victim. You know, that's what an attempt was. Of like, you know, I was pushed into this. I didn't want to do it, but yeah. I am a survivor of, you know, It's sick.
It sounded like lunatic rantings to me. If I'm on that jury, I'm like, how quick can we put a needle in her arm? Let's go. Let's move this along.
That's the problem, and should the jury consider this? Because we haven't executed a woman in Arizona since like 1930-something.
You know, and the reality is, even if she's convicted to death, we're not actually going to execute her.
Right.
We're gonna leave her on death row forever.
20 years.
If that, right.
So you think about that. That's going to cost more money in the appeals process than it is to keep her life in prison. Life in prison probably costs $30,000 a year. Life in prison in the death row ward while she's there for
with
20,
all the appeals
years,
that continue yeah. going, the mandatory appeals, et cetera, et cetera.
Probably $50,000 a year while she's in jail plus the $2 million.
Are you saying just cut your losses at some point? Is that what you're arguing? Is there a fiscal argument you're making in there that with Jody Arias we ought to cut our losses? We've already wasted so much money on this. Let's cut our losses and lock her up as cheaply as possible.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?